There are many towns in the Inland Empire that are having budget troubles. In fact, Riverside County government itself is facing, as usual, a big budget deficit. And yet, Riverside County and lots of its struggling cities and towns seem to prefer fiscal problems to revenue coming from legal marijuana sales. Now, some jurisdictions insist in maintaining their pious poverty. Other cities and towns in the Inland Empire are tired of struggling, and they are buying in to marijuana revenue. Desert Hot Springs in the Coachella Valley opened the door to marijuana cultivation a few years ago when the city was hard up for cash. It has always been a poor town. Since then, dollars have flowed into Desert Hot Springs, says Eli Owens, who's working to open a 40,000 square foot operation in town. The land grab has been a boon to people he knows with property in the area.
Their families owned it for 80 years, and one day it was, we're going to offer you $200,000. The next day, all of a sudden, someone came in at $400,000, and the next day, someone came in at $800,000.
Neighboring towns are vying for a piece of the action, including Yucca Valley, which is set to vote on allowing marijuana cultivation next year.